monthly, a monthly service fee. And John's coming with us now to apply that rate.
All right. Thank you, Tara. Hi, Samuel.
Yes.
Hey, Samuel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes. Yes, I understood. So, so you're trying to put me on Google search for a customer to find contractors like me for doing cloning or stuff, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we're going down a list of qualified candidates now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill the position, we'll close out the category, so we won't be working with any other competing companies in the area. Does that make sense?
So, and the search will be under what type of work? I mean, any type of find a floating tire, construction, or just one sentence, floating. How does that work?
Yeah, we list you for 15 different keywords or phrases, right? So
okay.
You get 15 total, and you could change them at any time as well. Okay, so if you ever want to swap them out, you let us know, and we could change them through your account management team here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, shoot me an email with, I give you my email address with, how much per month and, what you guys doing. I need to know you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, I was just listed with Angie, but I don't like it. I receive a lot of fake calls and they're just taking money off of me.
Yeah.
Or fake calls, fake customers. They don't even respond.
Yeah, Angie's puts themselves on Google to get leads, but when they get the leads, they sell it to like three or four other people. It doesn't just go to you.
Yes, and the point is I received probably more than, say, 15 call, leads. And the tricky part is that they make me accept the lead, and then the customer must respond within 7 days, but I don't know who's responding yet that's accepting me, because when I call immediately after I get accepted, I can call day and night for days, nobody's entered the phone, nobody's responding, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep paying. They're just charging and charging for every single time, every single connection.
Right.
But I will not be with them anymore.
Right. Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. So when we have a listing available on Google, we can put you on Google, and then you don't have to worry about the leads going to other guys or getting charged per lead or per click or per call. You know, it's just one flat monthly rate, and the customers can contact you right off the first page without the fees. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, yes, I had other companies that does ads throughout the United States.
Google ads?
I don't know what it is, but the ads send leads to customers, and if I apply for it, I can get a list too. But I never did. I never tried, you know.
Mm.
So I want to try one of the other, you know, or both, or, you know. Now I understand what service you're providing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People go on Google, search for flooring, search for tires, search for whatever things, and there you go. The company comes out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how much per month to see if I can afford that?
Yeah. If you were to come on board with us today, Samuel, I can reduce the rate by 50%, and I'll include the website for you. So that way you
can. Okay, but how much is per month?
Well, normally,
how much is per month?
Normally it's $499. I could drop it by 50%. So if you were to come on board with us today, I could do it at 249. And then I'll lock that rate in. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us.
Okay, I understand.
It's a big thing. I'm telling you, you'll probably cancel Home Advisor by Angie's, though, if you're not already in that mindset.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Oh, yes.
Because this will get you leads without the lead fees.
Well, I actually try you, you know, for everything is try, you know?
Well, yeah, it's month to month.
The point, I don't think I can enroll today because my card is up. I'm on 10 different projects and the customer just keep telling me, buy this material, I give you back at the end of the job is done.
Mm-hmm.
And then all my money is gone until I'm my card is overboard, you know?
Right.
And then I have to collect thousands of dollars, you know, today it's impossible. My card is, I don't know, $100, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you very much to send me an email. I don't know if you have my email.
If you got my information. I can check the pricing page, though. We already have everything set up for text messaging.
Okay. You can text message, but shoot me an email or something of yours so we can. I'd like to try this.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years. The hard part about it, though, with Google, Samuel, is there has to be a spot open, you know? And that's why we were calling you today is because we have the position available.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling. Yeah, but I'm telling you, right now, there's no money available on the card. Because actually, on Friday, Angelis is going to charge for the... Every Friday, they charging for the new lease they are accepted or something. I was just going to do it today or tomorrow to close this card. I only have one card, business card.
Mm-hmm.
Close it because I don't want them to charge no more. I want to be out. You know, I don't... Today and yesterday, I rejected 3 leads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with them no more, you know, because they are fake.
Right.
Once I accept, they charging me, but they don't charge the same day. They charge every Friday. On Friday, I don't need to have my card working. That's the point. So, but I'm telling you again, I'm very interested in this. I will take it. I'm telling you, you know, this offer.
Okay.
So
I sent you my contact information. Do you want me to try to follow up with you maybe tomorrow?
Well, there's no money available. I have to close my card. But there's no money I have to collect thousands of dollars right now. I think I have to collect $7,000 these days. But right now I'm off with my card.
Mm.
You know? Mm. And I have to close the card because I don't want Angelis to charge again. There are some leads that were accepted, but this customer never returned calls. And since only because he was accepted, they're charging me $100 or $150 or whatever.
Okay.
So I don't want to have any charge because there are a lot of fake leads.
Right.
Fake leads. Then,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'll do then, like I said, I sent you my information. I'll put you on the callback list for the next time there's a position available. I could also try to check back with you on Friday and maybe see if that works for
you
too, if the spot's open.
It's too soon, I think, on Friday. Maybe Monday. I have to see because on Friday, the card will be closed anyway. I have to see. I'm trying to do it differently. I was just thinking today to wait until they charging me on Friday and then to call the bank to report the fraudulent because I called them already and I said I don't want any leads from them and they did not want to give me a credit for fake leads. There were some fake leads.
Mm-hmm.
the phone number is not even in service for two people. So they gave me the two leads had two numbers. They were not in service. Okay. So they just charged me $400, $200 something for each. And that's why I wanted to, if they charge me on Friday, I want to call them to save the card, I'm saying, to save the card. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call the bank and report fraudulent transaction, and that way I want Angie out of my life.
Yeah.
And make, continue with you guys, you know?
Okay. Well, you have the information now, so I sent you my number. You know, the best thing I could do for you is just basically give you the information, and then we can reconvene when it's a good time for you. And if there's a position available there, then, you know, like I said, I'll gladly help you.
Sure, absolutely. What's your name?
My name's John. I'm one of the directors here.
John, okay. So you, on your text message, you put your name and stuff, the number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the number has an extension that'll go directly through to me as well.
Okay. All right. Now, let's do this. I'm just waiting to collect some money, okay? I have to collect about $7,000. So, what is the next step? If I call you, you might tell me, oh, there's not available position or something, or I have to wait until one is available or what?
I mean, that's
how I sign up.
Yeah. The way it works is when a spot opens up, they give us a list of guys in the area that qualify. And then my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were talking to in the beginning of the call, they're calling out
now.
And they'll just call out until the position fills. You know, once they fill the spot, then they close out the category. We can't work with any other competing companies. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm telling you, I can sign up right now, but there's no money available. I'm telling you, I'm very honest with you.
No, I understand.
I can give you my credit card. I can give you my credit card number right now, and you'll see. If you charge $150, I'll decline.
Well, I'm
at front, you know, at the front with you.
No, I understand. Right? I don't think you're lying. I was just saying that's how it works. So they just kind of call out until it fills. But I was saying, if you can resolve the issues, I could try to circle back with you tomorrow or Friday. But you're saying, hey, might not have it then. So I just put you on my calendar for Monday. Hopefully the position's still there on Monday. You know, if it's still there on Monday, then it's yours. You know, I'll sit down with you and we'll get it all set up.
Getting ready to start a big job, $39,000, Ramita, at one restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm waiting for another job that I just finished, $11,000. They pay me half, and I have to get $7,000 more. So, you know, you don't have any business. You spend everything what you have, and then you collect kind of tomorrow and next week and next month, you know. This is a business.
Yeah, it's just how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said,
John,
I'll try to follow up with you on Monday, you know, and then if anything changes prior to then, that's the good thing. You have the number now, so you could always just call in.
Yeah, as soon as I have the hands on money, that's the point. Then I will get in touch with you and see the position available, okay? Or the spot, whatever you call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.